Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International. We're doing our ongoing mentoring call today on June 23rd. So I want to welcome everyone. We've got people calling in from all over the world. Christo Spies from South Africa, and Sue Hasker and from the San Francisco Bay Area. TJ Ford is calling in from Oregon, and Nicole from New York, and Dr. Andrew Collier's in sometimes in New York, sometimes in Arizona. And got a new member. I want to welcome you today, Duran Blumberg. Welcome, Duran.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very grateful and happy to be here.
Yeah, good. Yeah, let me know. I think you had a question earlier. Do you have something that you wanted to ask? The purpose of these calls is mainly to just interact with you and answer your questions and be of help however I can. And also I do some training on each of the calls. Today I was going to talk about how to create content rapidly and how to get them into your ebook and other formats, and also a little bit about getting clients quickly. So, yeah, I'll be talking about that, too, and then answer questions that have come in either by email or people. I give priority to people who are live on the call. So, yeah, so go ahead, Duran. What was on your mind?
Well, funny story is I was listening to your audio on how a tennis player called you and the mom. They're looking to go ahead and compete. The next day, she was going to compete the next day, and she needed immediate help and did a visualization with her to help her through and succeed in her performance. A similar situation happened to me this week where I had a track and field. I have a track and field athlete who's from the Bahamas who gave me a call, and he's looking to compete this Friday, which is actually tomorrow, in a competition. And I briefly had the opportunity to speak with him about what's been going on. And just my real big question is, based on your experience and expertise, what would be the best way of getting him prepared mentally before his race tomorrow evening?
Yeah, that's a great question, Duran. And have you? What's the event that he's going to be in?
It's a 400-meter race. He's been training as a 100-meter and 200-meter runner, but everybody around him sees him as an exceptional 400-meter runner. That's the event that he was chosen to run in this competition. So he has a little doubt and fear and nervousness inside of him, and been going through some conflict with some coaches and things like that. So just helping him to get clear and directed and focusing on himself more than anything else.
Yeah, that's great. And how old is he? Or approximately?
He's 17 years old.
Okay. So I think what would be great to do is, and the great thing about this Performing Edge Coaching approach, method that we use, is that you don't have to do a lot of assessment, and you know, a lot of therapists and coaches, you know, spend lots of time, you know, getting background information, and you know, that's all helpful if you have the time to do that. But a lot of times, you know, you're called in an emergency type situation like this, where or a situation where someone's got a race or an event coming up right away, so you want to be able to do something to help prepare them, you know, as soon as possible. So what I think would be really useful is to, you can just talk with him by phone, right? Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just, if you can talk with him by phone and, you know, ask him about a, you know, a peak experience that he's had in the past. We go over this, you know, in more detail on the, you know, in the modules coming up in the course, but I'll, so you get more, you know, information and training on that. But for now, you could just give him a, you know, just kind of ask him about a time when he felt successful, or when he had a good race in the past, or when he felt really good running. Maybe it could be one of his 100s or 200 runs, meter runs, or it could be a training run, or it could be a competition. You know, every runner and athlete's probably had some experience where they, you know, felt really good, they were confident, right?
Right.
It might not have been his best race, his fastest race, or it could have been that, or it could have been just something that, something where he, you know, just felt really good. Oh, by the way, welcome. I think your TJ just joined us too. Are you there, TJ?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I am. Hi.
Oh, good. Welcome. Are you traveling?
We're on the road.
Okay. So that sounds good. If you can, let's see. It might be helpful if you press star 6. I think there's a little bit of noise coming through. If you press star 6 on your phone, and then when you want to talk again, just press star 6 again to unmute yourself. That'd be good, just for the recording.
Okay, star 6.
Yeah, see if that works. yeah, that'd be great. And then, so I was just talking with TJ. I'll introduce you to Doron Blumberg here, who's from Florida. Oh, born in South Africa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and working in Florida, living there now with working with a guy that's going to do a 400 meter run race tomorrow, and he's 17 years old, right? So So what you'd want to do is I have a visualization pre-assessment. I think I emailed it to you. Did you get a chance to get that?
Yes, I read it.
Oh, okay, good. So so you can ask those kinds of questions to, do you know his first name?
His first name is Janelle.
Janelle, okay. So, yeah, ask him, you know, to tell you about a time when he was successful and you know, bring all five senses into that experience and talk about what he was, you know, his kinesthetic sense, what he was feeling in his legs and in his body and what was going through his mind, what thoughts and what, you know, what he was wearing with the venue and all of that, and just really get a good you know, experience of that. And usually there, when someone tells you about a peak experience, their whole demeanor changes and their whole, you know, they just feel a lot more confident. And so you can get them into that experience, and then you know, find out as much as you can about that, about the positive aspects of his running. And then I would do, you could actually go ahead and do a visualization exercise with him. Have you ever done those before with someone, Doron?
I've done a couple.
Yeah, so.
But, in a different format.
Yeah, and you probably saw, you know, how I did the one for, in module one with, you know, for, your coaching. Or if you got a chance to listen to that, it was at toward the last end part of the tape, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could, say, you know, go through that kind of experience with him and do a visualization over the phone. Yeah, a lot of people think you have to do it in person, but actually doing it over the phone works just fine. So you can, you know, go through that experience with the visualization, and you can, you know, have him really get into that past experience when he felt really good, and have him anchor that inside with an image. It could be a color, a shape, a word, or a physical gesture, something to remember that experience by. And you can... The best way is to record it if you can, and that's in, I think, the module's coming up, but I could send you information on that as well, so that you, yeah, so you know how to do that. There's a program called Audacity. Have you ever heard of Audacity?
No.
Yeah, it's free, and it's amazingly powerful tool, and it's a free download. You can just search on Audacity. It's soundforge.audacity.net, or the opposite of that. So yeah, and you can just I know you're a more technical person, so you could figure it out fairly quickly how to download that, and then you just basically have a microphone plugged into your computer, and then just talk him through the visualization, you know, reading, sort of reading the notes that you've taken from the pre-assessment, and then you can, you know, it's just a really powerful way of getting someone into a good mindset and a place of confidence, and then you have them carry that into the 400 meter race. You know, then you could do, you know, toward the end of the visualization, actually have them imagine this 400 meter race that's coming up, and extend, like if he's confident with the 100 and 200, just imagine, you know, just extending that strength and power. You know, just thinking of it as a little longer. He's probably thinking of it as, wow, the 400 is so long compared to, you know, the 100 or 200. But if he can think of it as just, you know, continuing on what he's been doing with the 200 right into a 400, that would be good. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, he actually has ran the 400 and had great success in a 4x1 relay. And,
great.
Yeah, he ran it in a 47.
Wow.
So
he could visualize that. Yeah.
Yeah, he knows exactly. He can do it, but I think the visualization exercise will be just icing on the cake for him.
Yeah, exactly. So if you can have him in his visualization, do that same race, that same distance, and. Yeah, a lot of times when you ask them to tell you about a peak experience, or they'll tell you about a race where they felt good, but then they'll throw in a lot of negative stuff too and say, well, I was really hurting and I was really sore here, or I fell back here. And I usually like to just put that in parentheses, you know, take notes on that, but put it in parentheses so that you're aware of that information, but don't include that in the visualization, so that you want only the positive stuff in the words that you use, because the right brain tends to take in all the words that we use, and anything that is negative, you know, gets kind of accentuated in the right brain, and so you know, people tend to repeat the same mistakes over and over. So if you can accentuate the positive stuff that he's done, and then ask him to create an anchor of some sort. It could be a color, a word, a shape, or a physical gesture. It works really well. And I call it a success anchor, something he can associate with success, with that past experience. And then he can use that in the race coming up as well. And then you can ask him to record it, and then you just email him the MP3 file, and then he can play it right there. Right before, ask him to play it at night, right before he goes to sleep, because that's the time that we, whatever we're thinking about right before we go to sleep tends to be what we'll dream about. So,
right.
Yeah, so he can, you know, if he's, for instance, if you can talk with him today. And the race is tomorrow, you say?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Night, yeah. So he could play the MP3 file before he goes to bed tonight, and then take it with him and play it, tomorrow as he's traveling to the race, and then, right there. I think that would really help a lot. And this could be like your practice client for this course, since you're taking the course now. That would be
yeah,
perfect.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, it's great timing, yeah, that you got this. So, yeah, that's fantastic.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. And, any other questions? Did he say he's having any other issues with his running?
No, he, from speaking to him so far, he's already, feeling very good, and his mom's ecstatic, and already sent me a testimonial.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty amazing. And, I'm just really looking forward to getting him prepared tonight. And the only other question I had was about the audio, which you just covered. So,
So you go to audio. I can just send you the instructions. You have to download Audacity. And then there you have to download this other little piece called Lame, L-A-M-E. I know it sounds really lame. It's a kind of a funny name. and it's called a Lame MP3 Encoder, and that's so that you can save the files as an MP3 on, in Audacity. And so it's fairly simple. So, I can say that's in a module coming up in the course, but I can send that to you so you can have it early so you can use it right away. And then, you can just... you'll have that set up. It's really powerful. Then you can use that for all your clients. You can use the Audacity program for doing trainings, for doing teleseminars, recording just about anything. If you have thoughts that you want to just record for an ebook coming up, you can record that. So yeah, all kinds of great ways to use it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And there's also another trick on there. I don't know if I told everyone on the call before in our training. On the right-hand side, if you hover over the little box that says Input Device, or if you hover over it, then the little notice will come up that it says Input Device. You want to make sure you select Microphone on there, Microphone Line In, when you record something. And that'll allow your voice to record your voice. But also you can use it, there's another selection there. When you're not recording your voice from microphone, it's called playback capture. And so you can, if something's on your computer, let's say a video is coming up that you really want to watch that's only streaming, you can just put it on playback capture, and then you can it'll record anything that is coming through your computer. So imagine, this is like a million-dollar tip right here. You can record all kinds of stuff that, like promotional videos are good to record, so that even though you don't get the whole video, you get the audio, so you get you understand how other people are promoting their stuff, which is really powerful. Some people out there really know how to sell things and how to market things, so you can get that information on your computer and then learn from that. So, yeah, great. Okay, that sounds good. So, feel free to ask other questions throughout our call here if other stuff comes up too. And I'm so glad, Daron, that you're joining us and that you're in the course now.
Yeah, and I'm, it's already had a big impact on my life, and, I'm hungry to learn more and more, and most importantly, have people that are on the call today and people like you in my life as mentors and also people doing the right thing and helping out this world. It's great, wonderful. So I'm very happy to be here.
Great. Yeah. Well, thanks. You're welcome. It's wonderful to have you in the course and on our calls here. So yeah. TJ, are you there? You can unmute your phone if you want. I just wanted to check in with you while you're driving.
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. We're driving in, so I'm cutting out once in a while. So if you lose me, that's why, because we're driving through the gorge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is, and I'll introduce you to Doron Blumberg there. This is TJ is a massage therapist in Oregon. Has taken the Performing Edge course. Yeah, you guys can say hi.
Hi.
Hi, TJ. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Doron?
I'm fantastic.
Excellent.
Actually, I have a good friend of mine who does Thai massage with athletes and stuff. So, massage therapy is a great field. And I also work as a personal trainer and health and wellness director. So
cool.
I have a great appreciation for, the health and massage therapy and that whole industry. And it's great to see other experts like yourself on here taking this course and taking what you do to the next level, because in a state like massage therapy, you can very much get into somebody's head and condition them and help them out with things that are going on in their life and kind of give you another niche and thing that you do to improve your service. So.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great.
That's great, yeah. And TJ's looking to now combine the massage therapy with Performing Edge Coaching, and yeah, it's fantastic. So that's great. You're working on your website, right?
I'm working on it, yeah. We just took a bunch of pictures this week. So yeah, it's gonna take us about a month, but it's gonna be really good once we get it up. I'm really excited.
Oh, great, yeah. Yeah, fantastic. So, so yeah, do you have any particular question, TJ, while you're there?
No, I think I just sent you something last night. I'm just interested in more listening today. It's hard for me to talk, and I know there's a lot of background noise here.
Yeah, okay. So I was going to talk about...
I'm fine to just listen.
Okay, and I'll talk about content creation, my sort of formula for how to create content fast and how to get it into your ebook. Okay, that sounds good. And so you can, if you want to mute your phone, TJ, with
okay.
Just start. Right, star 6. Good to talk with you. Yeah, and so you can listen away. That sounds good. So with content, you can think of it as providing it in many formats. You know, as many formats as possible, so that people can consume your material. You know, either text, and it can be an audio format, it can be a video format, it can be a combination of those. You know, even like with e-books, we think of them as text, but now with Kindle, the Amazon Kindle, and Barnes & Noble has the Nook, and Apple, the iBook, you can actually put in video as well, or audio, so you can have an audio book, a video book, basically just putting in the links to your audio and video, and people can just click on those links and then be able to hear you as well, so it makes it even more powerful. So the more that people can hear your voice and see you, the more they get to know and like and trust you very quickly. People are constantly calling me and telling me, you know, Dr. Joanne, I love your videos. I mean, or I get to know exactly what you're doing so much more quickly. It's like it really accelerates the get to know you factor and the trust factor, so that they they'll call you more quickly as a coach and trust you. You know, just an example, the other day someone just looked at my videos on a website, and my videos got on somebody else's website, and they called up, and a father called up and asked about his son, and said, wanted to know if I could work with his 12-year-old son who races go-karts. Now, I don't have a clue about racing go-karts. I don't know anything about that sport. But it doesn't matter, because it's the principles are the same with regard to the mental training, the focus, the confidence that he needs as a racer, as a 12-year-old. He's very serious and very good at this stuff. So I'm going to learn all about go-kart racing in the appointments that I have with him coming up. And you just can ask lots of questions. And you can go in with an attitude of curiosity, and you'll be surprised at how many people can come to you from different sports, a variety of sports, and don't be intimidated even if you don't know the sport, because you can just simply ask questions and just get into learn very quickly the whole language of what they're doing. Same thing with the other day. I got a call from a guy who's a head of a police department, and he wanted me to help him with his shooting. He does trap and skeet shooting, shooting competitions. And so I don't know anything about shooting either. That's a totally different field. But it's a great opportunity to work with someone like that. So I just learned all about trap shooting yesterday, and helped him through being able to focus as these clay targets are being hurled up into the air, and how to be able to follow them with your eye, and he gets the same distractions as every other kind of athlete does. So so you can apply this your whole field. You'll be surprised at how many different sports you can apply Performing Edge Coaching to. So let's get into the content creation here, and how to create content fast. I also got an email from Nicole and a question about her trip to Italy in August, and just wanted to briefly answer that first because that just came in, and then I'll do the content. She says, I'll be going on a trip to Italy in August, and I'm wondering if it would be worthwhile to try to get my information about coaching out there while visiting, assuming I have my website and Facebook page up. Of course, and she says, I haven't traveled internationally in quite a few years, and I'm not sure if things are like they have been, such as bulletin boards in stores and train bus stations. Would you recommend that I leave my business cards or flyers around while I'm traveling? And she says, since you've worked with Olympic athletes and have traveled internationally a lot, perhaps you could recommend how best to go about this. What types of sports teams, organizations should I look for in a European country so that I could mail my information to them? And then she says, I realize that it might be like putting the cart before the horse, but I'm still trying to, I want to establish myself in the U.S. first, but thought if we're like Christo's experience, you know, one of our course members in or South Africa, where they don't really have sports psychology, I might be able to pique some interest. I know Italy has a national hockey team. I would appreciate your advice. So, Nicole, I would say try to get make contacts with people beforehand as much as possible. If you can, you can try to see whatever contacts you're having over there. You can search on Italian hockey teams. You could search on sports teams in Italy, and sports athlete team. You know, with hockey or with I think baseball you're interested in. Also, just try to find out. You know, search on local hockey teams, and then wherever you are in Italy, you could try to go there and see if you can make contact with the coach there. So, I would say, you know, just use your imagination, and there's no limit to what you can do. If you can try to, you know, get some business cards made up with your website on it. It doesn't have to be fancy. You can go to vistaprint.com. I think they have 250 business cards for free, usually at first. So you could just put something simple on there. You're with the peakperformingathlete.net, I think, is your website. So you can, that'll give you incentive to get something going on your website first. So you want to be able to send people there. And then let them know that you're going to be in Italy during this one period. And, pass out business cards, talk to people. Once you're there, just talk to, see if you can go to the local hockey team, you know, in the city where you are, and let them know you're a sports psychologist, that you are interested in their sport. But one thing you can do is interview them. I think that's a great way to get your foot in the door, if you can interview as a, players and coaches, and then, offer your services free of charge to get your foot in the door first. So, there's all kinds of things that you could do while you're traveling, and I'll send you an email too with a little bit more information, some more ideas about that. But now that the internet it has accelerated everything, you can just go on, search on Twitter, on Facebook for hockey teams in Italy, sports teams in Italy, and find out their locations so that when you get there, you can just talk with them face to face. That would be perfect for you. So that's a great question, and. Now I wanted to, go into our content here with how to create content fast. So the goal would be to be able to create a lot of content in advance with your content so that you can, and then schedule it to go out in intervals, like with in various, e-books. You know, you could have a series of ebooks. Instead of thinking of an ebook as one big, huge project, which might take, a long time to get out there, ebooks could be an article, a collection of articles. It could be 5 to 10 pages. It could be very simple. I think the goal is you don't have to get it perfect. You just have to get it going. And if you can get part one of an ebook done, then you can get start. You can actually start selling that on your website, and then as you're doing part two. So think of it as you know, you could set a schedule for yourself of doing one ebook a week or one ebook a month, and make it part of a series. And that way, people who buy number one are definitely going to want. Now you put in teasers at the end for look for. Subjects A, B, and C in part two, and then you're going to get a whole audience, a huge audience of people that once they buy one of your products, then they're going to want to buy everything, all of your products, and you can sell them on your website easily, you know, using that the system I use at my link is viprunning.com, and you can go there and check out how, you know, setting up a system. And I can help you with that if you get it through the through viprunning.com, and you can then be able to easily integrate your email and your shopping cart and your merchant account and your whole payment system and your database all into one place. And it works really well. So, also you can generate leads and build your list with ebooks. So first, there you want to be able to, you know, have say an ebook or some content that you give away. You give away free stuff to help generate leads and get followers, build your list, and then you want to be able to lead them to your paid stuff. You know, lower paid stuff, which would be, you know, say another ebook, and it could be higher paid services like your coaching. And you can even have, I think it's good to think big, like have a VIP coaching package, if, you know, for people who could afford it, who really want more of your services. You know, you could have something much higher to offer them. So I want to give you a lot of some templates here. Some ideas for content, and when you're looking for ideas for content, you can look in two directions. One is looking for stimuli related to your niche or information that's in your niche. Like let's say if it's running, you know, you would look for running magazines, running websites, running newsletters, people within your field. That's one area to look for content, you know, see what other people are doing, search on, you know, running articles. A second area is unrelated stimuli or unrelated information. So look for, you know, information in other fields and see what you can pull out of other industries, you know, like, who knows, you could look in, if you're in running, you could look for another sport, cross-country skiing or something, and see what they're saying about their field, and you can often get, you know, pull out, it gives you a fresh perspective to look at how other fields are working and how they're training athletes, or if you want to look at marketing, you know, you can just look on TV, geez, and see how people are marketing their products, and just look in other industries to see how they are doing, how they are approaching their topic, and then you can say, okay, how can I use that same phenomena in my topic? So two areas to look for content: related stimuli in your niche, and then unrelated stimuli. And then you want to ask yourself with your content, what are people coming to me to learn? So you want to, you know, ask, you know, what are the problems that they're facing? What are their biggest frustrations? What are their desires? What are their aspirations? So you could write down lots of topics. And I'm going to mention in one of the earlier calls, there's something on Google called Wonder Wheel. If you search on a topic at the top and then look on the left-hand side, it's a column of items there, and halfway down is one called Wonder Wheel. If you click on that, then it will give you, Google will give you all these other related topics that people are searching on. So it gives you a whole list of other ideas. If you search on peak performance, you know, it may come up with peak performance running, peak performance skydiving, peak performance thinking, and all sorts of other related topics. And then if you click on that in the center of that Wonder Wheel, it will dive down even deeper into that niche and give you all kinds of topics related to that. So all of a sudden, you can pick out some of those, and there's a table of contents for your next ebook. It tells you what people are searching on. It gives you lots of ideas, kind of like a mind map. So you can take that, ask yourself, what are people coming to me to learn? And then you can, come up with how-to articles. That's one major template that you can use, how to do A, B, and C. And you can mix them up. So here's some examples of content. I'll just run through a lot of different great areas that you can do. First one is top 10 content. So you could say top 10 ways to, top 10 influential people in your sport, perhaps. You could say top 10 resources for mental training. Other ideas, top 10 websites for your sport, top 10 mistakes. So top 10 mistakes athletes make, top 10 mistakes coaches make, top 10 mistakes golfers make, pick a particular sport. And the more specific you can be with your niche, then the more you can sell your ebook for, and the more you get less people, but those people are the ones that are really interested in your topic. Top 10 mistakes that runners over 50 make, you get really specific. Top 10 mistakes women runners over 40 make. So and then if you have that, like TJ, I was mentioning to you before, you've got all these injuries areas. You could do how to do stretches for your hamstring, how to do stretches for your IT band, and go through all the different areas of the body. My gosh, you've got hundreds of ebooks right there, and mentally, how to heal your body. So those are some areas you could think of. Duran, if you're working with track and field, you could talk about top 10 mistakes that 400 meter runners make. Could be just all kinds of areas like that. Then some other top 10 lists, top 10 strategies for your athletes, top 10 ways to make the most out of iTunes or iPod. Top 10 ways is a really powerful one. So top 10 ways to get the most out of your peak performance training. Top 10 underrated is another good one. Top 10 underrated areas for studying mental training. You could do top 10 picks. Just pick out something. Pick like 10 topics that or 10 products that are out there for athletes. Top 10 picks for these products, and you could talk about your favorite ones and why they're your favorites. Another top 10 aha moments. take top 10 aha moments from athletes that you've talked to, from your clients. Your clients are a great source of stories for you. So you can give them, I hope you're probably taking lots of notes on this, and I'll try to put together a little document as well to capture some of these as well that I can include in the members area for you. Another one is top 10 experiences. Top 10 experiences of of your own or of your clients. Top 10 locations for races. All kinds of magazines have this sort of thing, but you could do your own top 10 locations for Nicole. You could do top 10 best hockey games. Christo Spies in South Africa, top 10, you're working with squash players, top 10 venues for squash players or key areas there. So let's see, what else? Top 10 things. You know, just that's a pretty general topic, but top 10 things that to think about with, you know, a particular topic. You can do top 10 apps. You know, everybody's into iPhone apps these days. Top 10 apps that athletes could use. You could write an article about top 10 trends in social media. And since everyone's into Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, top 10 trends in YouTube. Top 10, here's another one, top 10 movers and shakers. So, you know, movers and shakers in our industry. Top 10 ideas from like Duran, if you're talking about your blog, top 10 ideas from Duran's blog. You know, pull out the best ideas that you've got, or pick out someone else's blog and give your ideas from there. So, so those are some of the ideas that for top 10 list. That's just one area, and then there's so many more things that I can talk about here. Any reactions to that? I don't know, Duran, does that make sense to you? I think you might be muted out.
Yeah, here I am.
Okay.
Yeah, that helps out a lot.
Yeah.
So good to get that information and gives you ideas and what to write on, so perfect.
Yeah, good. So it's, you know, those are top 10 lists are great to start with. Some other things you can do are like exercises. Write out three possible, 10 ways to get motivated, to get motivated training. Top 10 mistakes, top 10 ways to know that you can make a living with your sport. So those are some other ideas. Then there's some how-to content, you know, just going through a number of different areas with how-to content, how to get more of A, B, and C, whatever A, B, and C might be in your topic, how to eliminate something, how to increase motivation, how to eliminate injuries, how to decrease, you know, what, and then put in what they want less of. How to speed up or slow down certain topics. How to, with eating and overweight is a huge area with athletes. So how to lose weight, how to consume less, how to speed up your metabolic system. How to avoid, and avoid is a good word too to do a topic on. And in our next, next time when we do a call, I'll also talk about topic, how to actually pick your titles and how to make them very interesting for people. So, yeah, titles are huge. And if you can just spend some time walking through any stores that you go and look at the titles on the front of the magazines and then just change those titles to use the similar words but just change them to your topic, the authors of those titles, they spend millions of dollars coming up with those titles for the front of the magazines, so you can easily use those ideas. Some other topics are how to find and then talk about what do they spend endless hours searching for online. How to find the best ways to improve your performance, and you could recommend other blogs, other people's articles. How to improve, that's another, how to improve and then write about what's an area that your readers want to improve. How to get seen by, so get the how to get the attention of other top, you know, like athletes want to get seen by top coaches, that sort of thing. A lot of high school kids, there are scouts coming in from all sorts of colleges looking at their, they might want to know how to get seen by those other top coaches for universities that they want to go to. Let's see, how to beat. That's another, so you can say, write about how to beat, and then who you want to beat. How to win at your, how to win at your events. How to grow, how to create, how to how to sell more, how to set up, how to get started with. So those are some good ways to start an article as well, or make a whole ebook out of that. How to deal with is another way of looking at your title. So and then list the problems that your athletes have. How to do anything on, and then list, you know, say your iPhone, your iPad, and then, yeah, you know, if you're technical, you could help people with that, you know, with that particular area, you know, the technical part. How to put an MP3 on your iPhone, you know, because you want to show people how to do that once you create an MP3 for them, and how to build a more successful business with your. You know, if you're working with, say, coaches who are coaching athletes, and how to prevent, your injuries from coming on. So those are some topics of how-to kinds of articles. Other areas for content would be interviews. You know, you could do 5 to 20 minute interviews. They're very easy to get with, let's say, athletes that you're working with, or coaches, or you know, other people in your industry. And you can do so then you can create what's called an intro and an outro. You know, it's like for radio shows, they have just this simple little announcement at the beginning and the end, and you keep that the same, and then you put your insert each interview right in the middle of that. So you can say, "Hi, I'm you know, Dr. Joanne Dahlketter. In this interview, you'll be learning about A, B, and C." And then you just put that in at the beginning, maybe with a little music too, and then you record it. And then you can put that at the beginning of the interview. Then you insert the interview, and then right at the end, you can just say, "Yeah, thank you very much for this for the great interview, Nick." And this is. I'd say I'm Dr. Joanne Dahlketter at drjoanne.com, and I want to recap, take notes of the interview, and then you recap at the end what they said, and you know, you thank your expert for being there, and invite people to come back next week and give them an announcement of what's going to be happening next. So very simple way to do an interview, create your own radio or TV show that way, and then even take questions if it's a live kind of thing. You could do it as a teleseminar. So that's some other ideas for content. Some more ideas I've got for you are like a monthly focus, you know, on your blog, let's say, or with an ebook. You could have a monthly focus each month. Do an ebook or your blog around a certain topic, and then you deliver it. Like if it's a blog, you want to deliver it slowly. Drip the content to people slowly over a period of time, and just give them little pieces as you go, and have you know, for instance, you can say, and here's one way to get people from free content to paid content, is you can say in one ebook, you could say, okay, here's the top 10 mistakes that athletes make. Or top three mistakes that athletes make, and then you say, here's mistake number one, and describe it, the problem, and then you say, here's what to do instead, and give a tip, a specific tip that they can do to overcome that. And then you say, here's mistake number two, describe that, give the tip. Same thing with number three. Then you can say, I have 10 mistakes, very important mistakes that athletes make, and if you'd like to get access to the other 7 tips, then go to this website and you can get them there. And then you have them go to your website with an opt-in box that has your and put in their name and email, and then it can go to get the other tips. You can either make those also free to get the name and email, and then, you know, deliver it as an autoresponder kind of thing, a series of emails that goes out. And you can, in those emails, then you put in a link to your paid product to another, you know, say another 20 tips, where you're actually selling a paid ebook with more in-depth material. So that's a good way to get people in your funnel of, you know, thinking about this. and continuing to want to work with you on a higher level. So, yeah, so then another some other areas for content are opinions. You know, what's your opinion on? And then you make yourself the trusted source of that and be able to give your opinion on whatever topic it is. You know, like McIlroy just winning the U.S. Open from Ireland. If you're into golf, you could talk about what's your opinion on why he was able to be so far ahead of everyone else. Or somebody that really messed up, what's your opinion on, you know, Tiger Woods and why he isn't doing well. You know, just giving opinions is great. Another areas for topics is industry news. Share what, you know, news is happening right now and future considerations, you know, next steps, trends that are going on. Share the what news is happening and then what that means to your community or to the, your people that are listening to you. So, industry news, another area is reviews. People love to have reviews of topics, of products, your review of, you know, the latest trends in running. And so they don't have to waste time researching it. You can do the review for them. So that's a good way to generate more topics. Another good area for topics is checklists. You know, what items do people need in starting their blank? Checklists, you know, of, you know, before a race, what do you need to get to make sure that you're doing well at the race? Pre-race routine or your pre-event routine, what do you need to do, a checklist of things, what do you need to do to make sure that you're ready for your event. So create a checklist, checklist of all sorts of, you know, topics. Those are excellent to put on your website. You can put them in your blog, make a whole ebook just of checklists. And that really gets people, those are great for lead generation. You can even have people opt in for that and say, here's my top checklist for, you know, how to be successful in your sport. And have people, you know, give their name and email for that to be able to follow you. Some other areas are, you know, 10 quick questions. List a whole bunch of questions that you come up with or that athletes have asked you or your clients have asked you. Think of all the questions that people ask you on the phone when they're asking about your services. Questions are an excellent way of generating content, because all you're doing then is simply with each of those questions, then you take each one and provide an answer for it. And each ebook could be an answer to one question or 5 questions or 10 questions. You could do case studies. It was another type of way that you can generate content. So creating case studies of your athletes and, you know, taking out the names and the identifying information, then you can just have these great stories of how you worked with athletes or what it is that they did, what specific techniques you provided them to be able to perform well and to improve. So case studies, you can integrate that, make that just a content alone, or you can integrate those with you know, with other you know, say top 10 lists that you have. I think it's good to have a story and then have, say, some learning points afterward. So that's another area. Some other areas for content would be habits. You know, the 3 good habits for, or the 3 bad habits, the 3 worst habits that runners have. So you can write about that. Write about polls. You could take a poll of people's ideas on various things. You could have a step-by-step guide too. Those are extremely popular. So what steps do you take? Step-by-step guide to being your best when it's raining in at an event, or a step-by-step guide to how to you know, how to perform when you're tired. You can, in this endless ideas for step-by-step guides. So, also other areas, I'm just kind of going down a list here of things that I've generated. We've also got hot discussions, you know, pick out topics that are just really controversial, and you can do hot discussions of various topics. You could do write about the best and the worst of. So best and worst of your, you know, various topic areas. You could do simple tricks experts use too, and write about the tricks or techniques that expert use to help their athletes. You could have seven steps too. Five essential skills every athlete should have. That's a great title, five essentials or three essential skills. Usually odd numbers are the numbers that people respond to better, so it could be a list of three, it could be a list of five, a list of seven. Seems to work a lot better than two, four, and six. Kind of an aesthetics kind of thing that the eye is drawn to those numbers of three, five, and seven. You could talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of A, B, and C versus X, Y, Z. So have various topics talking about the good and the bad, or the worst and the best of. You could have basic tips, advanced tips on a topic. You could talk about the characteristics of. You could have an article on the most underrated. You could have an ebook on before and after. Before and after, you know, a certain date, or before and after your coaching, what an athlete looked like. You could do critiques. You know, have people submit something to you, and then you actually critique it. You could write about why no one does X and what to do about it. Or why someone does this particular thing and what to do about it. You could do the celebrity name guide too. So put in your celebrity name, whatever that is. The Christo Spee's guide to the or the TJ guide to. Each of you guys can put your own name in and make that the guide to whatever it is that you're an expert on. The two most important words for, another mistakes to avoid, a smart idea, come up with something that could be smart. So those are some, just a brief overview of some of the ways that you could generate content very quickly. And the idea is, if you can come up with, let's say 50 titles, let's say you can come up with 52 titles, just or topics, this weekend, and just write down briefly what they are. You could tweak them later. But if you came up with 52 titles, and then just decided to write one article a week, an article on each of those titles, then you would have 52 articles or 52 ebooks that you could. You don't have to have them all done at once. You can just generate one each week and get them out on the web. Get them out on your, sell them on your website, sell them on Kindle, sell them on Nook. And you can think of your ebooks like agents, ways to, you know, there are agents out there working for you day in and day out. They're constantly out there selling your material, getting your name out there, getting exposure, because they all have links back to your website. And think of them as just all pointing, they're all roads back to you, back to your blog, back to your Facebook page. So everything is pointing to your website central. And I'd encourage you to get started with that, and I would love to get your feedback about any ebooks that you have. I know, Doron, you sent me two ebooks, which is fantastic, that you've done on, let's see, it's 10 sports, 101 sports performance tips, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. And let's see, what was the title of the other one?
Beyond Your Game.
Oh, yeah, Beyond Your Game, yeah. And you were thinking of having one as a free ebook and one as a paid ebook?
Yes.
Yeah, so that would be fantastic. Use one as a kind of lead generator to the other. So, yeah, that would be great. And then you're working on your website, right? And I can show you how to, yeah, make one sort of lead into the other. So that'd be fantastic. So, yeah, any other questions that came in? Any other thoughts?
What website? Like, I'm looking at the thesis blog website right now. I've heard that's really popular. But you mentioned another one to me the other day.
A website for what?
It was a blog website. To make your website.
You mean a theme? You know, how to choose your themes?
Theme.
Oh yeah, there's one that I like is Woo Themes. Is that the one I mentioned? WOOthemes.com. It's a they produce what are called themes, you know, which are the design and layout of your website. And you know, they're well coded, and I like the way they look. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah,
so you can check those out. There's Woo Themes, and there's Solo Stream is another one, solostream.com. And they're well coded, which means they work, and they don't, you know, things don't tend to break down, and they're, you know, simple, and they look very professional. So it's a blog. They're plugins for your WordPress blog that basically allow you to just plug in the theme, and then everything is set up for you, so that everything sort of goes where it's supposed to. And they all look very professional. Like, you know, it looks like you just paid someone $10,000 to do your website, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's great. And having the graphic design background I have, I'm sure.
Yeah, with your graphic
design. Able to me to get e-books. I can pop them out of there. I can get a lot of e-books done quick.
Yeah, exactly. So that's fantastic. And in fact, other members of our course here might, if you're interested, they might want to use your services to do some graphic stuff too, if you like doing that sort of thing. Your website is, well, you're developing it as athletegrowth.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so athletegrowth.com. So, that's where you can contact Daron Bloomberg. And so, that's great. So, yeah, you've got a real advantage having that graphics design background. So look forward to seeing your website progress here, too. So that's great.
Yeah.
So our next call will be July 14th, Thursday, because it's the second and fourth Thursday of the month at the same time at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And if you have questions in the meantime, you can submit them to me by email, and I'll be happy to answer them by email or on the call. And also, this call is recorded and will be posted in the members area shortly, and so I'll have that up in the next day or two here, so you can download that and listen to it while you're cooking, while you're traveling, while you're working out, anytime that you like. So great, it's great having you all on the call here, and I know there's lots of people listening that are just have their phones muted that are probably traveling, and that's great. So I always encourage you to send me any topic ideas that you have. Next time we'll talk more about specifically about ebooks, how to know that your book is financially viable in the market. There's certain ways that you can actually do easy research on that and check on it. So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about ways to get free publicity as well, and some Facebook tips I have for you, as well as some more Performing Edge tips too. So thank you everyone for being on the call. And we'll talk to you next time. So have a good day. Bye
Thank
for
you.
Now. All right, bye for now.